Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption High Dimensions radio broadcast. I'm Linda Shuler, the evangelist for the hour, and we are once again live on the broadcast. Today is Monday. Today is Monday. Let's see the exact date here. I tell you, I know it's about the 26th, I believe, but it's been a minute since we did live broadcast. Yes, today is Monday, November the 26th, 2018. It's a glorious day to be alive. We thank God for giving us grace and mercy today. And he has given us the gift, the abilities to press into his presence with prayer and praise and worship and sharing his word, all the things that we need him to do in our lives. I tell you, look around, there's so many things that are happening in society, in our world, and abroad, and every other nation. And so we see why Jesus said to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing, because the saints, we are in spiritual battle. We're in spiritual battle. And so it behooves us to definitely press in into the presence of God, to seek his face, to have prayer as our anchor of hope, Jesus, so that we can understand what the will of the Lord is, and so that we can secure, remain secure in Christ, you know, because he is our hope, he is our salvation, he is our redeemer. And because of that, there are some promises, there are some blessings, and things that he's going to do in the believer's life. Scripture says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, things that God has prepared for those that love him. So when we love the Lord, he has great things planned for us. Praise the Lord. We're going to go into some prayer, midday supplication, intercessory prayer, and then right after that, we're going to share a word or two, because God is building upon something. We all know that God uses us to his glory. They're just things that he wants us to do to make a difference in the world, to make a difference in society when we are sold out to God. We don't just live our lives day by day without directions, without a plan, without a word from the Lord. And sometimes we have to stay at the feet of Jesus, of course, all the time, but we stay there in order to receive a word and, Lord, reveal your will, because all of the prophets in the Old Testament, they had to hear what thus saith the Lord and speak what he said, because he wanted to get a message to his people. And you and I, those of us that are have taken the role of leadership to share the gospel, to let Jesus live through us, we have to be at his feet. We have to stay in his presence. Yeah, we have to fight the good fight of faith, and we have to stay before his presence so we can know how we ought to pray, you know. What do he want us to do about the things that are at hand around us? And it goes further just than our circle, just our inner circle. We are called to the masses, to go into the highways and the byways and compel men. That's what God wants us to do. And so we're endeavoring to do that because we have a charge to keep on our lives and a God to glorify. We must do the work of him that sent us while it is day. And so let's go before the throne of grace. And then right after that, we're going to get into some scriptures to encourage your heart. Thank all of you for tuning in. Again, if you're just now tuning in, yes, we are live. I'm live today. It's been a minute sharing a lot of previous content, episodes from years ago, and you know, of course, that keeps the ministry page and everything going, because those prayers and those wailing, I know you all hear a lot of wailing, they mean a lot. And they are breakthrough prayers, because the Holy Spirit is always in the midst when we seek his presence. So let's go before the throne of grace today. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this glorious opportunity to come live before your people today. Father, you have great plans for us all. And we say thank you today, Lord, that we can be in a place that we can humble ourselves and submit to your spirit and your power and pray effective prayers for everyone, Lord, that are listening on the broadcast and their loved ones and what is at hand in our nation and abroad, God. You say of my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways, Lord. Then will you hear from heaven, Lord, forgive our sins and you will heal our land. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the promise of your word, God. We're seeking you, Lord, and asking that you will continue, Lord, to maintain our lots and keep us. Thank you for grace and mercy today, Lord. Thank you for your word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you that we have this treasure in this earthen vessel, this hope, God, that carries forth every single day, Lord, as we pray with all vigilance, Lord, and perseverance in the spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Keeping our eyes on you, Jesus, fixing gaze upon you. So Lord, we say thank you. We honor you today, Lord. Drive out every hindering spirit, everything, God, that would try to interrupt, disturb what you're doing in the spirit right now, God. Bring down high places and principalities. Bring down demons and wickedness in high places, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your power of your word and the power of your blood, Lord, just clear the way for us, that the Holy Spirit may have free course in our lives and in the lives of those that are listening, in the lives of those, Lord God, that may be on a bed of affliction. Hallelujah. Bind it up, Jesus. We rebuke and cast down evil thoughts, imaginations that are contrary to your word, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we speak your living word out there, that whatever your people need today, that you will open the doors, that you will give them grace and mercy and favor, that you will bring them into their good land, their good season, their good treasures, Lord. The promises, Lord God, that you have already spoken concerning their lives. We say thank you, Lord. We know that you're doing it. You're able, God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all. We're able to ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, God. And we pray right now for someone, Lord, that's discouraged, that's on the verge, Lord, and don't know what to do with their lives, but they're thinking about taking their lives. We rebuke that spirit, spirit of confusion. We rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name, spirit of deception. We rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. Lying spirits, we rebuke that in Jesus' name. Depression, oppression, we bind it up, Lord, and rebuke it in Jesus' name. Father, we ask that your Holy Spirit will just flow peace in the lives right now. Let the comforter of the Holy Spirit minister grace, compassion, and love, Lord, and forgiveness, to let them know, Lord, that they can cast all of their cares upon you, for you care for them, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word coming alive in our hearts, Lord, the living word that's sharp, sharper, Lord, than a two-edged sword. It pierces, Lord, even through our souls, the marrow of our bones, God. Hallelujah. Quick, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. You get down to what's real inside of us, God. You know what's inside of us. You know what we need. You know what we need. So, Father, we just cast all of our cares upon you. Things far and near, Lord, that concerns us regarding your people everywhere. Father, you're beholding the good and the evil. And we thank you, Lord, that you have answers. Father, we thank you that through prayer we can receive those answers to know, Lord God, what we ought to do. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Because, Lord God, faith works love. So you've given us a charge to keep today. in every day of our lives. So we submit ourselves to you. Bless every leader, every pastor, every evangelist, every missionary, every usher, Lord, every deacon. Just bless the body of Christ. And Father, we thank you for bringing us into the true and real knowledge of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Holy Spirit today. We honor you today, God. In our government, Lord, we just pray that you would just have your way, Lord. Pierce the darkness and let your light of countenance shine in righteousness upon those that fear your name, so that change can come upon this nation, God, that you, Lord, can do the new thing that you want to do in this nation, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Let us open our mouth wide and declare your word. Declare your grace, your mercy, your precepts. We say thank you, God. Thank you for today. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord is amazing. God is awesome. And he's wonderful. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's an amazing God. Hallelujah. And I pray if someone just happened to just stumble across this broadcast, that you will give your life to Christ as well. He's an amazing God. Amazing God that will love you. An amazing God that will forgive you. An amazing God that will give you peace. Amazing God that will take the trouble out of your mind. Hallelujah. He's already given us the word. The word of God is all that we need in life. God gave us his word to heal us. He said, I sent my word and heal them. The word of God heals us from every infirmity, from every sin sickness, from everything that tries to grip us that's ungodly, the ungodly counsels of the wicked all around. See, we are in the spirit in this walk with Christ. And there are spiritual warfare that is going around. It's all around us. We can't see it because we are spirit, and all of these principalities, wickedness in high places, they're spirit. But God has given us what we need. Oh, yeah. And prayer is one of those spiritual tools, of course, resources and power that we have. And the reason why the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword is because it's the truth. You can't do anything with the truth. We have to accept the truth. So when God gives us his word, we have full confidence in his word. Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 32. John chapter 8, verse 32. And let's read it. I'm going to read from the King James Version. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. One thing you always want in life to pursue and to have full assurance of is the truth in any situation. All people want is the truth. When you don't have truth, you don't have stability. You don't have understanding. You don't have wisdom. You don't have nothing if you don't have the truth. So Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Because God's word is so powerful that when you understand, know his word, know his truth of scripture, that's where you rest your hope. You rest your hope in the truth of God's word. You know, people want to believe in this, they want to believe in that, they want to be, you know, they want to just try this, they want to try that. But when you know the truth, you stand on truth. Scripture says that the foundation of the Lord rests assured. And God will bring you into truth, like he do all of us. And it comes at various times. Sometimes we pray for things, we ask God to give us this or reveal this or show me, Lord, show me, Lord, show me, Lord. But he does it on his time. He doesn't do it in our finite time. He does it in his infinite divine time. Not in our finite time when we want to understand things. There is a dispensation for all things. Even with Jesus coming into the world. Now, when you talk about truth, we're talking about truth here because this is the way the Holy Spirit is leading us here. Because God, again, is building upon something and he's establishing something and he wants everyone that ministers his word, and particularly me today, to take our time. You can't just fumble upon the word of God and do it like you want. You know, I think the Apostle Paul gave reference to that, not being deceitfully. Handling the word of God craftily. There's some danger in handling the word of God craftily. When we teach the word of God, we teach it from a perspective of truth. And all truth may not be revealed to you at one time because there are just different mysteries and things that God is doing that he wants to reveal at his particular time, not our time. So he will bring us into that mystery, that full understanding revelation of mystery that he wants us to know. It's like the Apostle Paul when God took him on the backside of Arabia desert for 3 years and taught him the word. If I'm not mistaken, it was 3.5 years. To reveal to him the mystery that is in Christ Jesus. He didn't do it to the other apostles at the time the way he had given Paul that knowledge and even John, the revelator on the Isles of Patmos. But he revealed truth at a particular time. Why didn't he give Paul the revelation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ before he went to Arabia? It's just things that God wants to do at a certain time. Now, when we hear truth, we're supposed to accept truth, and truth's supposed to set us free. Truth is not supposed to make you angry, and a lot of times it does to people. The truth makes them angry, and people need to understand that biblical truth, it helps us to understand what is going on in the world around us, even in the personal world, your personal world. Truth. Now, when a person don't want to receive truth, that's because something down inside of them feel offended. And you can't feel offended at the truth of God's word when he has already spoken it and say that it's true. So we have to accept truth and pray that God work his word, work his truth in us. It's like love or faith or anything that we, when you first come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, you have to pray to ask God for deliverance, for understanding. You have to pray to ask God to show you how to love once you come into the knowledge that you're supposed to love, that you're supposed to forgive. You know, you have people that come into the body of Christ, they don't know anything about forgiveness and anything about love, anything about faith. But when they hear the truth, they have to learn and understand and know how to apply the truth. This is the truth. And it doesn't matter where truth comes from. You know, you have people that don't want to accept the truth just because you tell them the truth. That God is using you to tell the truth. There's all type of spirits and attitudes and mindsets when it comes down to the truth of God's word. But it's a blessing when you can stand firm and be confident in the truth of God's word. So I said, you know, even one scripture that says, he says, come, let us reason together. God will reason with you to help you understand his ways. of righteousness, of holiness, doing it his way. And so we want to talk about a little bit of dispensation. I want to talk about that just for a few minutes. Scripture gives reference to that. And again, if you're just not tuning in, we started off with John chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. It's a blessing to be free in the truth. Most of the Apostle Paul's epistles and letters, of course, to the churches, and even Jude and, you know, the book of Hebrews, the author of that book, they all was trying to protect and guard the church against the false prophets that would creep into the church and blind God's people with deception. Because the word of God was written for our admonishment, our learning, our teaching, our correction, our chest, everything we need. All scriptures are inspired by God to help us live better, to help us live right, to help us understand truth. Whether it's biblical history, genealogy, whether it's salvation, redemption, baptism, whatever it is, we shall understand the truth of God's word. And the Holy Spirit is the one that enlightens us and gives us the truth. And when you pray and you seek the Lord, he'll reveal himself to you. God will reveal himself to you. Now, we had prophets that preached the Lord's word, sent it out there to give to God's people at a certain dispensation of time. And the reason why was because God was speaking prophetically of what was going to happen. What are the things that were going to transpire? And so he needed his prophets and priests and everyone to speak the word of the Lord to people, the truth, to warn them. It's very dangerous for people not to preach the truth. To preach their own agenda is very, very dangerous. We want to stick with the word. We want to stick with the Spirit of God. The scripture says that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. All true. Now, I want to read a scripture here. I want to look at Ephesians chapter 1. And I think I want to go up a little further to Ephesians chapter 1. Let's look at verse 8. Let's start there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8. Wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. That means understanding through the Holy Spirit, because we can't understand anything of God unless he inspires us through the Holy Spirit. So God will deal with you. God will deal with you. And that's why Proverbs talk a lot about fools that despise wisdom. And a haughty heart doesn't receive wisdom. Pride doesn't allow wisdom to come in, because pride says, I know it all. But when we are walking in the Spirit with Christ, and he gives us his word, he gives us his truth, your heart has to be humble to receive the engrafted word of God that's able to save our souls, to deliver us and take the blinders off. But he does this. Let's look at verse 8 again. We are in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8, say, wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and beauty, meaning that we can understand he has abounded it towards us. Grace is sufficient to help us understand his word. Verse 9 says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. He made known to us the mystery of his will, which he has purposed in himself. Verse 10 says, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Let's look at verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined. Predestinated according to the purpose of him who work all things after the counsel of his own will. Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. My point for these scriptures is to show that there is a dispensation of the fullness of time, that Christ is gathering together in one all things in himself. In heaven and in earth, even in himself. And he does that by giving us the knowledge of him, and he wants us to be on one accord. Another scripture says, see, that's why we have to come into the unity of the faith. And we can't come into the unity of the faith if we're not walking in truth. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, because, see, the Bible says that God knows those that are his. And so he knows those that belong to him, and because of that, we are going to be on the same page before Jesus come back. We'll be on the same page in the knowledge of him, understanding and understanding the mystery, the revelation of the knowledge of all that he's speaking and all everything that he's doing. We're going to be on the same page in the unity of the faith, all of the body of Christ. From what he did from Genesis to Revelation, coming through the volume of the book, we're going to be on the same page in understanding him. But he's bringing us into that unity. He's bringing us into that unity. And that's why in dispensations of different times, you know, of course we have the dispensation of covenant, dispensation of grace, you know, dispensation of law. You know, we have different dispensations that God is revealing himself. And so just because you know a truth today that he hasn't revealed to me, or however I know a truth that he hasn't revealed to you yet, because there's a dispensation for a particular time, for a particular people, that God is going to use your life to dispense that truth. So it says here, Ephesians chapter 4, let's look at, so he gave some apostles, some prophets, verse 11, and we only have a few minutes left on the broadcast. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 says that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13, key scripture here, till we come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. That's why he said in verse 14, look at verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slate of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But verse 15 says, look, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. See, the body of Christ, you keep going down reading for the sake of time, we don't have reading, but verse 16, of course, reminds us how from the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted
by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We all need one another. Every joint supply according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. We need one another in Christ. And we have to speak the truth in love to help one another grow in the grace and the knowledge and the understanding of Christ's word. You know, it doesn't fit if you want to drown out the truth of God's word. We have to receive it in order for us to be free. And Christ makes us free in the word. We understand his promises and what he's coming, what he came to do and what he's coming to do as far as our spiritual inheritance and being delivered from this world. And so we stand on those promises, and we thank him for the truth of his word, for the knowledge. And so he's building upon something, and he's having us to be prepared for the revelation, the understanding, the knowledge, the mystery of his word that he is revealing in this dispensation of time. Hallelujah. Why? So that we can know how to pray effectively. We can know how to give others hope, and we also can be filled with the fullness of Christ and have hope ourselves when we know the truth and we understand what he's doing and what he's saying. So God bless all of you. I thank you so much for tuning in. My time definitely has expired. And again, it's a privilege to come live before you. We'll be coming live again, still sharing previous episodes, but I will be coming back live again. So God bless you. Until next time, I'm Linda Shuler, the evangelist for the hour. Have a wonderful day and a blessed week.